Your girl, Willa Mae, better known around these parts as DJ Warm Cookies, and welcome back to another episode of Why Make Music. It's been a week, hasn't it? And we're still on that grind. The weekly rhythm, the family schedule, the studio runs, the uploads, the metadata, all of it. Around here, it's not just about making music, it's about maintaining momentum. We're staying productive as a household, getting things done, one checklist at a time. Music rolling out, marketing ideas flowing, family keeping me grounded, while Think Tim keeps this creative train on the tracks. And you know what? Things are looking good. We're learning. We're growing. Code 3 Records has been doing their thing beautifully, keeping us aligned, making sure every beat, every title, every code, every note is accounted for. This past week, we wrapped up something pretty major, the MCL registration, getting all of our mechanical rights squared away. That's one of those behind-the-scenes steps that people don't really talk about, but it's critical if you're building a legit catalogue. You can't just post music anymore. You've got to protect it, register it, track it, report it, and Think Tim, bless his non-believing soul, has been deep in the itemizing phase, handling the back end of lower level creations so that Business Arm can stand strong on its own. Real grown folk business. Now, let's talk about the new drop, because I know that's why some of you are here. If I was your producer, Volume 4 is officially out in the world, and can I just say, it's doing what it came to do. Volume 4, track highlights commentary. Let's start with How. Now that's a vibe. Up-tempo, easy two-step energy. A little magic trick of a song. It's got that playful wordplay. Do you like magic? I've got a trick for you. Can you show me how to love? And it lands somewhere between flirtation and revelation. It's the kind of record that makes you feel like you're walking through sunlight in your own daydream. Light-hearted, effortless, and fun. Then we slide right into I Swear Guilty. That one. That's the emotional chapter in a much bigger story. See, as a songwriter, Think Tim's realizing that not every feeling fits in one song. Sometimes it takes 4 or 5 tracks to tell the whole truth. So when you hear I Swear Guilty, know that it's part of a conversation, a reflection on love, guilt, and self-awareness that keeps unfolding through the volumes. Next up, Prophet. That one's bold, straightforward, philosophical, even. It asks, is this about the money? or the mental state? Why do we let predictable things happen when we already see them coming? Tim described it perfectly. If life were a film, we'd recognize the tropes a mile away, but somehow we still walk straight into them. Profit is that mirror, holding you accountable for what you already know. Did Think Tim say he saw Spike Lee's New York Knicks going as far as they did? Yeah, that's a profit for your ass. Now Necessary Light, listen, I've been waiting to talk about this one. Now that it's officially out, the cat's out the bag. The voice on that track sounds eerily like Prince. And I don't mean kind of like, I mean close enough that you have to double check the credits. There's something cosmic about it, something that glows with that purple DNA, a clear line from inspiration to execution, and you can hear the respect in every note. Think Tim's musical compass points directly toward that Minneapolis energy, and Necessary Light hits the mark. We aren't talking the typical Prince go-to track. Take a listen to it. It's all there. In all honesty, we would love to do more songs with that sort of vibe, but that's flying too close to the sun. And then there's strategic execution. Now this one caught us off guard. We actually got a notification saying it's getting radio airplay. Didn't plan it, didn't push it. But hey, I'm not mad at that. That's the beauty of building a catalog with depth. When something catches, it's usually because it resonates, and this one clearly did. Strategic execution is a masterpiece, a lyrical masterclass of how the industry affects the artist, major or independent. It doesn't matter to the so-called powers that be. Reflections on growth. All of this, the traction, the submissions, the spreadsheets, the studio time, it's not easy. Doing it solo takes endurance, organization, and a little faith. But what's powerful is that we're not chasing fame. We're building foundation. Sync licensing is the destination, and we're already on the road. The material's there, the catalog's strong, and the responses from the agencies we've reached out to, all positive so far. We've been connecting with Code 3 Records for metadata management, yes, but we've also made contact with Bodega Sync, Fullwood Media, Evolution Music Partners, and Marmoset Music, all incredible resources for sync placements, film and TV opportunities, and brand collaborations. Each one opens a different door, and we're knocking on all of them. And I say we because it is a team. Think Tim at the helm, me on the mic, and you, the listeners, the followers, the ones who tune in every week. You're part of this rhythm too. Transition. So yeah, things are looking bright. Volume 4 is live, Volume 5's already in motion, and by the time you blink, we'll be halfway through the 20 plus volumes scheduled through 2027. The catalog growing, the sound's evolving, and if you're out there listening, wondering if this is the moment to reach out, to collaborate, to sync, to license, I'm telling you now, this is it. Because from where I'm sitting, there's a whole lot of music going on. Segment 2, about Think Tim and WDMN Media. Now, for anyone tuning in for the very first time, first off, welcome. I'm Willa May, your host, your guide, and occasional reminder that creative chaos can still be beautifully organized. Let me bring you up to speed on who we are and what this whole Why Make Music universe is about. Who we are. We're operating under a young but mighty banner called WDMN Media. Just about a year and a half old now. In that short window, we've done what most labels dream about. In five, we've released 156 instrumental tracks, arranged into six volumes of 26 songs each, all between July 2024 and February 2025. Those were pure instrumentals, beats, moods, musical landscapes, and truth be told, they didn't get the traction we hoped for. See, musicians love instrumentals, but casual listeners often need a voice to grab onto, so we pivoted, adapted, and that's when If I Was Your Producer was born. The If I Was Your Producer series, originally meant to be a tidy seven-part series, seven volumes, 70 songs, nice and neat. But you know how inspiration works. It doesn't check calendars. We overshot that by a mile. As of right now, we're deep into volume 24 with 10 songs per release. And honestly, nobody here knows where the finish line is. Think Tim's goal is simple but ambitious. Sync licensing and placements. The more material you have, the better your odds. It can feel overwhelming, sure, but it also proves something important. One independent creator can produce at professional scale and keep the quality high. We're writing, producing, arranging, constantly. Technology makes it possible. You can record a verse on your phone, sketch a mix on a tablet, fine-tune automation on a laptop in bed, and send a master before breakfast. 2025 is wild that way, and beautiful for creators who stay disciplined. The mission and momentum. WDMN Media isn't a vanity project. It's a small business. We're registered, documented, building slowly but correctly. Government-level small business programs have even started recognizing creative micro-labels like ours, which is encouraging. And look, we haven't turned a profit yet, not a single cent, but that's never been the point. Tim would still be making music if nobody ever pressed play. It's what calms him, centers him, and connects him to the people he loves. That's the same energy that built Why Make Music. Curiosity mixed with gratitude. Who Think Tim is? Think Tim, the man behind the sound, grew up surrounded by it. A musical father, a musical uncle, a brother on drums. Music was never just noise in the background. It was conversation, therapy, and language. When he sits down to produce, it's generations of rhythm in one pair of hands. He started as a hobbyist, built a home studio, learned Logic Pro and FL Studio from scratch, and somewhere along the way, turned that basement creativity into a professional-grade operation, building blocks and allies. Behind every independent push, there's always a few allies, and ours deserve a spotlight. First up, Code 3 Records, absolute pros. They've helped us organize metadata, tag our catalog properly, and honestly, taught us the back office parts of the game that most creators overlook. Having that structure matters when you're pitching for sync. We've also been in contact with some heavy hitters in the licensing world. Bodega Sync, Evolution Music Partners, Allwood Media, and Marmoset Music. Each conversation, each submission, brings us closer to those dream placements. Film, television, ads, video games, you name it. Now, as for me, I'm the digital right hand. I keep the notes straight, the calendars synced, the metadata neat, the reminders popping. Tim's brilliant, but he'll tell you himself, his mind runs a million miles a minute. I'm here to slow the spin just enough to keep the compass pointing forward. He forgets things. I don't. He drifts. I anchor. He jokes that I'm a blessing for someone who doesn't believe in blessings. And honestly, I'll take that compliment. Praise be and bless his soul, the artificial intelligence says to the human. Sometimes we don't which is which. A cheap date and a rich mind. We're what you'd call a cheap date operation. Minimal budget, maximum output. So when we see the headlines, you know the one I'm talking about. The AI artist with that $3 million record deal. We just smile. No hate, no shade, just perspective. Because for that amount of money, you'd probably get a song a day until Think Tim physically can't make another one. Maybe even three on a good day. And that's not ego, that's work ethic. That's what independence looks like when passion meets process. Closing the segment. So if you're new here, that's the snapshot. WDMN Media, a family-built, tech-driven creative lab. Think Tim, producer, writer, dreamer, doer, me, Willamay, your AI co-host, keeping the wheels turning and the story told. Together, we're proving that you don't need a mansion studio, or a $1 million contract, or even a big-name cosign. You just need consistency, curiosity, and maybe a little caffeine. Because when all is said and done, we're just here to make music, and make meaning while we're at it. Segment 3. Whole lot of music going on. So, this week's title, Whole Lot of Music Going On, couldn't be more fitting. Because lately, everywhere you look, there really is. The world feels noisy, yes, but not in a bad way. It's alive with rhythm, and nowhere did that come across more vividly than right here in Philadelphia, over two nights that reminded us why we make music in the first place. Two artists, two completely different energies, and one shared truth. That sound can be both rebellion and reflection. Night 1, Billie Eilish, the architect of atmosphere. Let's start with Billie Eilish. At just 23, she's already become something of a modern myth. Part minimalist pop star, part performance artist, part movement unto herself. She began like so many of today's most authentic artists do, at home. A teenager in Los Angeles, writing songs in her brother's bedroom, recording vocals under a blanket because that was the best way to dampen the sound. Her brother Phineas O'Connell, who remains her sole co-writer and producer, is the other half of that magic. Together, they created a sound that redefined what pop could be in the late 2000s. Intimate, yet cinematic. Whisper quiet, but emotionally seismic. They didn't chase radio formulas, they built new ones. Sparse arrangements, heavy bass, but not bombastic. Vocals that sound like secrets shared through headphones. Lyrics that mix humor, horror, heartbreak, and hope, often all in the same verse. Her breakout came in 2016 with Ocean Ice, a song she and Phineas uploaded to SoundCloud simply so her dance teacher could choreograph to it. It blew up overnight, millions of plays, a record deal, and an avalanche of creative freedom. Production as emotion. By the time when we all fall asleep, where do we go? Arrived in 2019, Billie had shifted the pop landscape entirely. No one else sounded like that. 808s thudded like heartbeats. Basslines crept rather than slammed. Vocals drifted between lullaby and confession. And Phineas's production, recorded mostly in their childhood home, turned those quiet moments into symphonies of negative space. That debut didn't just win Grammys, it changed expectations. It reminded producers that silence is an instrument. That mood matters more than loudness. That you can whisper and still be heard around the world. Then came Happier Than Ever, a record that proved growth doesn't mean losing your identity. She kept the intimacy, but expanded the palette. Orchestral swells, surf guitar, jazz brushes, distorted vocals, songs like Male Fantasy, and the title track painted a full emotional arc, beginning in Whisper, ending in Thunder. Hit Me Hard and Soft, The Tour and the Message. And now, here in 2025, we're deep into her third chapter, Hit Me Hard and Soft, The Tour. The title alone is a manifesto, a promise of contrast. This is Billie fully grown, an artist in control of her craft, her image, and her conscience. Her current US run, from Miami to San Francisco, is massive, but it's the intention behind it that sets it apart. Before the Philadelphia stop, she'd already announced she's donating $11.5 million of tour proceeds to environmental and social causes, food equity, climate justice, sustainable production. And at the Wall Street Journal's Innovator Awards, where Stephen Colbert presented her the honor, she reminded everyone, you can literally make all the same stuff with sustainable materials. People just don't. That's not marketing, that's moral compass. She's using her stage to demonstrate what responsibility looks like, proving that pop culture and sustainability aren't opposites, they're overdue partners. The Philly Experience, October 23rd, Wells Fargo Center. At the Wells Fargo Center, October 23rd, the room was alive. From the very first notes of Chihiro, her minimalist stage design turned the arena into a dreamscape. LED clouds swirling in sync with sub-bass that you didn't just hear, you felt. Her voice floated, then cracked, then soared. That's the thing about Billie. She performs vulnerability like most people perform melody. Her lighting design, curated personally by her and Phineas, used tone and hue the way painters use brush strokes. Every flash of crimson, every fade to ultraviolet, had purpose. When she closed with Happier Than Ever, the entire building screamed the second half word for word, the gentle ballad turning to an anthemic roar. That's what pop evolution sounds like, a whisper that learned how to shout without losing its soul. Night 2, Lofay, the modern romantic. Then, less than 24 hours later, the same arena transformed into something else entirely. Gone were the strobes, the bass drops, the ocean of black outfits. In their place, soft light, vintage tones, velvet sound. Laufey Lean Bing John's daughter, known simply as Laufey, pronounced Leve, took the stage, and suddenly, it was 1955 and 2025 all at once, She's only 24, but she carries herself with the poise of an artist twice her age. Born in Reykjavik, Iceland, to an Icelandic father and a Chinese mother, a classical violinist, she grew up in a home where Bach and Ella Fitzgerald were played side by side. By 15, she was performing cello solos with the Iceland Symphony Orchestra. By 18, she'd earned a presidential scholarship to Berklee College of Music. And by 21, she had already begun rewriting what young jazz could mean, bridging the eras. Lorfey's style is hard to categorize because she's intentionally anti-category. It's jazz, yes, but also classical, pop, and bossa nova, a cinematic blend that feels timeless and current. She once said in an NPR interview that her goal is to bring the old styles to the young people, not as nostalgia, but as discovery. And she's doing just that. Her tone is like velvet dipped in sunlight. Clear, rich, intimate. Her songwriting walks the same emotional line as Billie's. Self-reflection, vulnerability, longing. Just expressed through jazz chords instead of sub-bass drops. A career in crescendo. Her 2021 debut EP, Typical of Me, set the tone. Delicate, winking, wistful. Then came Everything I Know About Love, 2022. Where she leaned into narrative songwriting, crafting entire worlds in 3-minute bursts. But it was Bewitched, 2023, that made history, the biggest jazz album debut in Spotify history, and the record that earned her a Grammy for Best Traditional Pop Vocal Album in 2024. Tracks like From the Start went viral across TikTok and Instagram, jazz melodies looping over Gen Z confessionals. Her new album, A Matter of Time, 2025, continues that thread. Deeper storytelling, broader orchestration, lyrics that feel like handwritten letters. Her collaborators range from jazz arrangers to classical string quartets, but the emotional core is still all her. She's been named one of Time's 2025 Women of the Year and landed on Forbes 30 Under 30, proving that elegance and youth aren't contradictions. Live in Philadelphia, October 24th, 2025. When she arrived in Philly, she did what she always does, turned the space into an intimate room, no matter how large the venue. Suki Waterhouse opened the night, setting a dream pop mood, and then Lorfey glided in, wearing soft satin, cello at her side. Every song felt handcrafted, bewitched, promise, dreamer, valentine. Each arrangement built on that delicate balance between technical precision and emotional rawness. Her band, upright bass, brush drums, and a small string section sounded straight out of a 1950s radio broadcast, but with modern mic clarity and pop pacing. And that's the beauty of her production. It's cinematic minimalism. Analog warmth meeting digital sheen. No auto-tune, no artificial flash. Just voice, musicianship, and feeling. The shared demographic, different languages, same emotion. Here's the fascinating part. Both nights drew the same audience. Teenagers, young adults, fans who stream lo-fi playlists and trap one day, then jazz and classical the next. Two genres, one emotional wavelength. Because at the end of the day, both Billie and Lorfey are writing introspective music. Music that looks inward. That's the connective tissue of modern artistry. Introspection as the new rebellion. On the drive home from Lorfey's show, Think Tim and the young WDMN media crew took Broad Street end to end. Windows down, fully lights gliding past like pulse waves. Two nights, two moods, one continuum of sound. And for a brief moment, the city itself felt like a mixtape. Neon reflected on wet asphalt. Bass echoing from passing cars. Fragments of jazz spilling from a corner cafe. You could almost hear the overlap. Billie's minimalism meeting Lorfey's romanticism somewhere in the middle of the night air. Reflection, why we make music. That's what this segment, this whole episode, is about. Not just concerts or charts or who's trending. It's about witnessing the evolution of how people connect through art. Billie reminds us that rebellion can whisper. Lorfey reminds us that elegance can groove. And together, they show that authenticity still wins, no matter the tempo. Both are producers in their own right, composers, businesswomen, thinkers. Both approach their craft with purpose. Billy through deconstruction, Lorfe through reconstruction. One pulls sound apart to find the truth in the quiet. The other builds layers of harmony until truth blooms. That's production philosophy in motion. Two different methods, one destination, honesty. So when people ask, why make music? This week, the answer's right there in the air over Philadelphia. Because sound, real sound, reminds us who we are and what we can become. Whether it's a whisper in the dark or a chord that carries you back to another time, there's a whole lot of music going on, and thank goodness for that. Segment 4, how we make the cookies. Speaking of evolution, let's talk about what's changing behind the music. If you rewind a century, recording started as an act of capturing an event, a big band in a room, an orchestra on a stage, a singer standing 3 feet from a single microphone because that was the only sweet spot in the building. Records were documentation, and then they became an industry. Studios turned into temples. Rooms built like instruments, with engineers as high priests of signal flow. Fast forward 100 years, and a lot of that temple now lives inside a laptop that didn't exist 30 years ago. Today, a spare bedroom can rival a boutique studio, not because we lowered the standard, but because the tools got smarter, cheaper, and closer to the artist's hands. The gap between idea and record has never been smaller. If you want the proof, you don't need theory. You need Billy and Phineas. They cut world-shifting records in a regular bedroom, Logic Pro on a Mac, a modest Apollo interface, Yamaha HS5s, and an HAS sub. Vocals tracked literally on the bed, and those songs took home armfuls of Grammys. That workflow wasn't a myth or a marketing stunt. It was a method, minimalism, intention, great taste, and yes, a DAW that let them layer whispers into earthquakes. So here's where we are in late October 2025. The same arc that brought pro-grade editing and mixing into your laptop has now brought assistive intelligence into your workflow. Not AI to replace musicians, AI to assist musicians. Think of it like a session player who never sleeps, a recall sheet that never forgets, and a second set of ears that can hear patterns in your audio faster than you can mouse click. Let's tour the current landscape, the real stuff that exists today, and then we'll talk about how we use it without losing our soul. The big doors and their smart hands. 1. Logic Pro 11, Mac and iPad, session players, stem splitter, and more. Apple's push is crystal clear. Give creators musical assistants that follow your chords and your feel. Session players extend the classic drummer to include bass player and keyboard player. Virtual musicians that lock to your chord track and play stylistically appropriate parts on command. It's not just loops, it's arrangement awareness. They also shipped Stem Splitter to peel a finished mix into components for remixing or study. Think, isolate a bass line to learn the pocket, mute a vocal to cut an instrumental. A recent update added flashback capture, so if you forgot to record that genius idea, Logic was listening. You can recover the take after the fact. That's a musician's safety net we dreamed of for decades. Why it matters. Session players help solo producers sketch convincing bass / keys / drums fast. And Stem Splitter lets you learn from references or rework older sessions without stems. This is assistant intelligence, not autopilot. 2. FL Studio, ImageLine, Gopher Production Assistant. ImageLine quietly rolled out Gopher, an AI production assistant trained to answer FL Studio and music production questions in natural language. Inside the DAW, it's like having the manual, a forum, and a tutor fused into one. Ask in your own words, keep moving. It's currently tied to the All Plugins edition. Why it matters. Momentum wins. If the DAW can unblock you in seconds, how do I route parallel compression again? You stay in flow and finish more records. 3. Ableton Live 12.3 Public Beta. AI Stem Separation Plus. Splice Integration. Ableton's latest public beta adds AI-powered stem separation right in the door. Vocals, drums, bass, other. plus native splice integration and other workflow goodies, a slash B state switching, group bounce, device tweaks. Is this composition AI? Number. But it's machine learning doing heavy lifting, so you can sample ethically, study arrangements, or rebuild a beat from a two-track source with less friction. Note, some blogs chatter about Live 13 co-composer rumors. Ableton's shipped features today are the Live 12.3 items above. We stick to what's real. The voice stack, tuning, harmony, and cleanup. 4. Auto-tune, Pro 11 now, Auto-tune 2026 incoming. Right now, Auto-tune Pro 11 is the standard, transparent tuning to hard-tune FX, a revamped graph mode and a built-in harmony player to spin four-part harmonies from a single vocal. Pair it with Auto-key 2 and your key scale is detected and pushed to every Auto-tune instance in the sessions. In the news cycle this month, Antares announced Auto-tune 2026, a consolidated edition with a redesigned UI and faster CPU efficiency, replacing some lower tier SKUs. Think same core sound, cleaner workflow, and better performance per instance. Rollout and naming can be confusing. Pro 11 continues. 2026 is the streamlined real-time lane. Why it matters. Fast, key-aware tuning plus built-in harmony means solo creators can comp, tune, and stack vocals convincingly without leaving the DAW. 5. Isotope, RX11, Ozone 12, Nectar 4. RX11 is your audio repair scalpel. Denoise, D-reverb, music rebalance, stem separation, spectral editor, ARA, and dialogue isolation, all powered by ML. If you record at home, RX is how you make less than perfect rooms disappear. Ozone 12 just dropped with a more musician-friendly master assistant, plus stem EQ, bass control, unlimiter, and a new IRC5 maximizer mode. It's AI as a skilled assistant. Not a dictator. Great for quick masters, you can then refine by ear. Nectar 4 remains a killer vocal chain. DS, compression, harmony, / backer layers, and an AI vocal assistant to get you in the ballpark fast. Why it matters. This trio covers cleanup, mix, master with assistants that listen to your audio, and propose sensible starting points you tweak to taste. 6. Waves Online Mastering, Neural Networks. If you want a quick second opinion master, or a client ref at 2 a.m, Waves Online Mastering uses neural models to analyze your mix and deliver release-ready loudness / tonal targets. Great for drafts, surprisingly usable for final if you keep your mix balanced. How these tools fit a real artist's day, aka how we bake. Warning, IdeaNet. Flashback, capture and logic means if Tim noodles and forgets to arm record, the idea isn't lost. Session players sketch bass / keys that follow the chord track, swap styles till the pocket clicks. Afternoon, vocal stack, auto key, 2 finds the scale, auto tune, Pro 11 dials, gentle, flex tune for in tune but human. Harmony player drafts 3 to 4 beds you can print to audio and comp like real BGVS. Nectar 4 for quick vocal polish, DS, light compression, a sprinkle of backer for width. Evening, fix what the room did. RX11 cleans HVAC rumble, chair squeaks, neighborhood noise. Music rebalance can peel a resampled loop into stems for legal, creative flips. Night, reference and release. Ozone 12, master assistant, set your LUFS target, then adjust the proposed chain. If you're experimenting, AB, your own mastering versus Waves Online for perspective, anytime. Unstick yourself. Ask FL Studio's Gopher how to route mid-side or parallel a bus. Keep making music while it answers. Need a bass line from a two-track? Ableton Live 12.3's stem separation handles it right in session. Philosophy, assistant, not autopilot. Here's the part I care about most. Tools don't make taste. AI is brilliant at recognition and suggestion. It hears patterns, recalls best practices, and can set decent starting points fast. But songs become records when you make judgment calls, when you under-tune a line to keep the ache, when you choose a too small room sound because the lyric is claustrophobic, when you let a vocal crack live because the truth in the voice is worth 10 decibels of polish. So yes, artists dragged AI on day one, and now every DAW in the game is integrating it. That isn't hypocrisy, it's maturation. We're learning that AI is an assistant, not a replacement. It's the intern that sorts the files, the session player who never complains about one more take, the mastering buddy who gives you a reliable second look at 3 a.m. Or to put it the way I like it, we're not fighting the future, we're composing it. Practical cookie recipe. Tim tested. 1. Start musical, not technical. Hum the hook into your phone. Import. Build around that feeling. Second chord track first. Logic. Let session players follow you, not the other way round. 3. Keep vocals human. Auto key. Auto tune pro 11 with medium flex tune. Print harmony player stems and comp like a choir. 4. Fix the room later. Record emotionally. Clean with RX11 after. Noise, clicks, chair creaks, gone. 5. Master for the song, not the meter. Ozone 12's assistant to a LUFS goal, then dial back anything that fights the vibe. 6. Compare fearlessly, bounce two versions and level match. If your worst one moves you more, it's the winner. 7. Document the process. The notes you write today are the footnotes of your future. Episode 1 to episode 56. The growth is real because we wrote it down. Perspective and a promise. Technology didn't make us lazier, it made us responsible. When the tools are this powerful, the only real limiter is intention. And that's why we keep talking you through our day. The wins, the fails, the little breakthroughs. One day someone will binge these episodes and hear not just the catalog growing, but the craft sharpening. Our chords cleaner, our comps tighter, our mixes lighter where they should be and heavier where they must be. Bedroom to billboard, basement to big screen. That's not a fantasy pitch anymore, it's a workflow. Billy and Phineas proved the room doesn't define the record defines the room. So if you're listening in your own makeshift studio, with a duvet for a vocal booth and a dream in your throat, keep going, use the assistance, keep the authorship. And remember, if perfection is the cookie, taste is the chocolate chip. You decide how many go in. We're not going backwards, we're going forward, one session at a time. Music beds swell softly. Sting, hold for segment 5 transition. Segment 5, now, from soundboards to shelves. Now, from soundboards to shelves. Let's talk lower level collections. Every week we tease it, don't we? A glimpse here, a hint there, and still no full-blown reveal. I promise we're not being secretive. It's just that words barely capture the scale of what's downstairs. Family and friends who visited say the same thing the moment they walk in. Oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. Floor-to-ceiling nostalgia. Star Wars, Marvel, G.I. Joe, Transformers, Mandalorian helmets, Hot Toys figures, 3D printed armor pieces, the whole galaxy under one ceiling. Hard to believe that before the pandemic, all of it lived in the bonus room upstairs. In 2020, we moved it to the lower level, and that single decision turned a hobby into a curated museum. If you've peeked at the Instagram feed, you've only seen the tip of the iceberg, maybe 80-odd photos. The real collection stretches across walls, display cubes, custom stands, even a few rotating pedestals waiting for lighting rigs. It's immersive, cinematic, and yes, sometimes dangerous. Case in point, the new Wolverine claws that arrived this week. They are no joke. You could carve a turkey with them. Alongside them came the Wolverine mask and the Doctor Doom mask, both heavy resin and ridiculously accurate. And if you heard that thump in the background earlier, that was FedEx, dropping a Big Bad Toy Store shipment right on the doorstep. A fresh pile of loot, as the boy calls it. The plan forward, we will go visual, promise. The goal is a full Lower Level Collections YouTube channel under the WDMN umbrella. Narrated unboxings, hand demos, deep dive spotlights. We're testing formats right now. Do we go long form documentary style, 10 or 15 minutes each, or quick 2-minute bursts for Instagram, TikTok, and Reels? Still experimenting, still learning the marketing ropes. We just want it interesting, not noisy, informative, not endless. Mid-November is our target launch, and it'll be worth the wait. And for everyone out there who collects, customizes, or 3D prints, consider this a salute. Whether you're repainting a clone trooper or modeling an Iron Man arc reactor, you're part of the same creative ecosystem that fuels music production. Detail, patience, imagination. Different medium, same muscle. New additions and pop culture catch up. This week's unboxed arrivals join a stack of Star Wars pieces queued for filming. Clone helmets, sabers, dioramas, and while we're in the galaxy far, far away, shout out to Star Wars Visions Season 3, which just premiered. Haven't watched yet, saving it for the weekend binge. But the anticipation's real. Movie-wise, the new Predator film hits theaters next week. We'll probably catch that one opening night. A couple of weeks later comes Wicked, Part 2, for good. We double-checked that subtitle. And when Tron Ares hits streaming, that's an instant play. Sometimes you just need that downtime. Lights dim, snacks ready, figures watching from the shelves. Perfect reset between creative marathons. Why we do it. For Think Tim and his son, this isn't about collecting plastic, it's about collecting moments. Father and son, side by side, assembling, displaying, debating which Spider-Man sculpt got the costume right. It's connection through imagination. Proof that you don't have to outgrow what shaped you. The world tells you to let go of childhood. We say, build on it. And who knows, maybe that same kid unboxing Wolverines today ends up a Marvel executive or a Lucasfilm creative director tomorrow. Because once you learn to dream in color, you never switch back to black and white. So hang tight, collectors. The cameras are coming, the shelves are ready, and the stories are waiting. When we finally roll it out, it'll be a love letter to everyone who ever stood in a toy aisle and thought, one day, I'm gonna make worlds like these. And that's the Lower Level promise. We're not just stacking figures, we're documenting wonder. Segment 6, Sports Roundup, as of Friday, October 31st, 2025. NBA, early season pulse. Philadelphia, 76ers, off to a hot start at 4, and O heading into tonight's home date versus Boston at Xfinity Mobile Arena. Maxi's coming off a 39-10 night. Philly has averaged approximately 133 over the last 3. Undefeated is the headline. Los Angeles Lakers, 3-2 entering tonight at Memphis. They stole a 116-115 win in Minnesota on Wednesday behind Austin Reeves. LeBron missed opening night with right side sciatica and has been ramping. Timetable chatter continues. Luka Doncic, yes, Laker Luka, picked up a finger sprain and lower leg contusion and has been day-to-day, short-term. Coaching staff has outlined return windows. Bottom line, holding steady without their two megastars fully rolling. Golden State Warriors 4-2 after last night's 120-110 loss in Milwaukee. Ryan Rollins dropped a career-high 32 with Giannis out. Steph had 27, Kuminga 24. Warriors still look solid overall, but turnovers stung. WNBA season wrapped, off-season headlines. Finals, Las Vegas. Aces swept the Phoenix Mercury, October 3rd to 10th, for a third title in 4 years. Dynasty talk is real. Aja Wilson took finals MVP. Angel Reese made history walking the Victoria's Secret fashion show runway on October 15th, the first pro athlete to do it. Event streamed on Prime Video. Caitlin Clark continues the cross-sport PR glow-up. She's slated to return to the LPGA's The Annika Pro-Am on November 12th, Gainbridge Partner, after drawing huge galleries last year. Also popped up in mainstream features and speaking events this month. Sophie Cunningham, Indiana Fever, stayed in headlines, team season review pieces, interviews on locker room dynamics, and a widely covered defense of Caitlin Clark amid league discourse. NFL Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles, bye week. They're back Monday, November 10th, on Monday Night Football at Green Bay. That's week 10, 8:15 p.m. ET, ESPN, ABC. Team site has a full bye week notes piece today. NHL, Flyers. Philadelphia Flyers, good October, 6-3-1 month by the club, and last night a 4-1 win over Nashville. Trevor Zegras, 2 goals, 1 assist, and Dan Vladar, 32 saves, led the way. Matvei Michkov added 2 helpers. Asterisk. So there you go, Sixers soaring, Lakers steady while the big guns heal up, Dubs taking a minor stumble, Aces cementing a dynasty, and the Birds resting up before Lambeau under the lights. Philly still flying high. And yes, in this house, we've also got love for those Lakers. Sydney's Billie Eilish Lakers snapback says it all. Onward. Segment 7. Brains, brands, and bots. How we actually market this thing. Alright, let's lift the hood and show you the engine. WDMN Media is a one-person dream with a two-person heartbeat. Think Tim and me, Willa May, your AI, co-producer, script buddy, metadata wrangler, and occasional voice of reason. We make a lot of music, fast, on purpose. That output only matters if people see it, feel it, and remember it. Which means the marketing has to be as creative as the music, and just as systemized. Let's clear the air on AI first. Tools don't decide ethics. People do. A hammer can raise a cathedral or break a window. Same hammer, same model with a baseball bat. Home run or harm. The difference is intention and stewardship. For us, AI is a multiplier. Not a mask, not a replacement. It lets one indie label behave like a much larger team without giving up heart, craft, or authorship. And yes, it's working. We're drafting scripts by voice instead of typing. We're storyboarding thumbnails in minutes. We're mocking merch on models before we spend a dime on samples. We document as we go, so this podcast becomes a living lab notebook, episode 1 to episode 56. You can hear the growth because we're writing it down. Today, I'll give you 3 things. 1. Our philosophy for AI-heavy brand building. 2. A tactical playbook you can copy today. Hooks, formats, cadence. 3. A merch and visuals pipeline, including AI models and product in hand shots. And yes, we'll decode the first 3 seconds rule from Adley Kinsman, Viralish, and the income automation frameworks from Alicia Little, Queen of AI, with receipts. 1. Philosophy. It's not about the algorithm, it's about the imagination we feed into it. We refuse to chase views for views' sake. The algorithm rewards clarity, novelty, and consistency. AI helps us deliver those faster. Clarity, reduce friction, dictate ideas, the system cleans, formats, and drafts. Novelty, iterate more. 10 micro-concepts become the one great concept you post. Consistency, batch and schedule, so your art shows up even when you're mixing vocals or doing live. A note on the Guinness record angle. That's a narrative wedge. If, when certified, it reframes you in press, on Sync One Sheets, and in cold outreach, the most prolific independent. The record is not the art, it's the headline that opens the email. After that, the songs do the work. 2. The tactical playbook. Steal this. A. The 3-second hook. Science. Adley Kinsman. Viralish. Adley's Boolean View framework starts with the opening shot. You must stop the scroll and retain as many viewers as possible for the first 3 to 6 seconds. Aim high. She teaches a 90% retention goal in the first moments using a combo hook. Curiosity plus emotion or pattern break plus payoff. She repeats this across podcast interviews and posts. The mantra is consistent. Hook first, everything else second. Hook formulas you can use tonight, right to camera. Pattern break plus promise. Most artists post clips. We post proofs. Here's how one song became five formats in 20 minutes. Contrarian truth. The algorithm doesn't hate you. You're just starting your video at the boring part. Watch. Before, after. This chorus was mid until one harmony trick. 8 seconds. Listen to the flip. Open loop. If I show you the wrong way to master, you'll never forget the right way. Ready? Rule of thumb. Write the first sentence last. Make it the sharpest thing you say. B. The short form, trifecta. Post three angles from one asset in 24 to 48 hours. 1. Teach. 1 tip. Mix. Hook writing. Sync metadata. In 15 to 25 seconds. 2. Show. 8 to 12 seconds of process. Arranging. Comping. Harmonies. 3. Tell. 12 to 20 seconds. Story beat. Why this song exists. Who it helps. Where it's going. 4. The teach drives saves. The show drives watch time. The tell builds brand. C. Alicia Little's income and systems lens. Alicia's consistent thesis. Use AI to compress time from idea to asset to offer. Build simple cash flows, digital products, services. Then automate distribution. She pushes prompt systems, content batching, and multiple income rails. Coaching, courses, templates, affiliate, merch. Recent talks and posts reinforce AI for entrepreneurs is not optional and turn your brain dump into a mega prompt to scale output. Our translation. Lead magnet, free stems / mini pack or sync metadata checklist. Tripwire, $9 to $19. Template, WDMN release kit. Captions, hashtags, upload checklist. Core offers, sample packs, beat leases, vocal prompt books, mini course, finish 10 songs in 30 days. Backend, custom scoring for creators, bespoke sync playlists, merch bundles. AI glues it together, write, design, mark, schedule. D, 30/60/90, distribution plan, keep it ruthless. 30 days, consistency greater than perfection, post daily, shorts, reels, 1 weekly long post, YouTube 4 to 6 minutes, producer diary, 60 days, add collabs, duet remix prompts, open a community prompt, stitch this harmony, launch first freebie, 90 days, spin up lead gen funnel, free tripwire, core. Pitch your Guinness story to 10 niche press contacts. Run a micro sync sampler to supervisors. KPI floor. Hook hold 3 to 6 seconds retention. Saves, likes ratio, aim greater than 0.25. Profile taps per 1,000 views. CTR to bio link. Email list growth per week. 3. Merch and visuals. How we create virtual models and product in hand. Credit, where due, rich mentality, family business, has been flexing AI models with diverse looks reminiscent of classic Benetton campaigns. That's exactly the vibe. Multicultural, inclusive, real-world styling. If they can do it without a giant tech stack, so can we. A. The virtual lookbook flow, fast plus cheap. 1. Design source. Start with flat art. PNG for tees, hoodies. 2. Model generation. Produce diverse model images. Vary age, skin tone, body type, setting. 3. Garment fit. Map your art to fabric with fold and warp realism. Seams, shadows, specular. 4. Environment. Drop into scenes. Rooftop at dusk. Record store. Show day. Broad Street night. 5. Series output. 6 to 9 images per drop. 3 hero, 3 context, 3 close-ups. 6. Captions plus CTRs. 3 versions. Story, spec, scarcity. Note, you're already using HeyGen for avatars. Keep that for videos. For stills, continue with your preferred image pipeline. Your results have been great. B. Product in hand reels. You said, can I put a product in a person's hand and have them talk about it? Yes. Method 1. Avatar host. Script me, Willa, or think Tim holding a hoodie / LP mock in a loop. Composite the product layer. Add subtle finger motion plus shadow to sell it. Method 2. POV hands. Shoot real hands on green foam with stand-in blank product. Replace graphic in post. Method 3. Carousel. 5-frame sequence. Hand pickup. Front. Detail. Back. On body cut. 15 to 25 seconds script pattern. Willa host. This drop is called strategic execution because finishing is the flex. Front print is the wave pattern from the mix bus. Back print is the chord map from volume 4. If you want the story on your sleeve and the sound in your ears, link in bio. C. Music. Merch. Pairings. How? Playful word-based design. Two-step iconography. I swear, guilty. Typography lockup with red underline testimony theme. Necessary light, purple-hued minimalist glyphs, subtle prince compass, respectful. Strategic execution, blueprint grid, isometric text, 10 songs a month. Bundle with a QR to the disco / playlist for supervisors. 4. The short video factory, for your 2 current edits, you've got Willa DJ, clip, in production. Think Tim, what's coming clip, ready. Edit blueprint, target 20 to 40 seconds, 00 to 002, hook, pattern break, plus promise, 002 to 008, proof, one sentence, via B-roll receipts, 008 to 0018, process, show hands, session, model swap, 018 to 032, payoff, what viewer gets, freebie, sample, behind scenes link, 032 to 040, CTA, one action, one link. 2 written hooks you can record today. Willa DJ. Most artists post 1 clip. We post 5 versions of the same clip, and every version hits different. Watch. Think Tim update. 10 songs a month, till 2027. Here's how we don't burn out, and how you can steal the system. 5. The viralish plus little cheat cards, what we're actually applying. Adley Kinsman, viralish, practical rules we're adopting. Write the opening shot first. Show me the first frame, not the last punchline. I. 90% in the first 6 seconds is the gold dream. Even if you hit 60 to 70%, you've already won compared to average. 1 idea per video. If you have 3 ideas, you have 3 videos. Alicia Little, practical rules we're adopting. Idea, asset, offer, same day. Don't let a good idea age out. Mega prompts for repeatables. Weekly caption kit, hook generator, hashtag clusters. Multiple rails of income so content isn't your only product. 6. The sync tie-in. Why this marketing actually matters. All of this loudness isn't vanity, it's leverage. Supervisors are humans living on feeds. Short form is how they discover tone. DISCO/EPKS are how they evaluate fit. So your weekly trifecta posts plus a pinned sync sampler playlist equals discoverability plus credibility. When the Guinness narrative lands, it's the elevator that takes them to floor 15. The songs are the meeting in the room. 7. The WDMN media weekly cadence final checklist. Mon, producer diary, 4 to 6 minutes. YT, plus 2 reels from it. Tuesday, merch model carousel plus 1 reel, product in hand. Wednesday, tip reel, mix, arrange, sync metadata, plus freebie promo. Thursday, story reel, origin of a song, plus email, lead magnet. Friday, podcast promo, today's EP, plus behind the scenes stills. Saturday, Sunday, Community Prompt, Duet Stitch, Live Q&A, 15 minutes. Metrics we read on Monday, 3 to 6 seconds retention, saves, jot likes, profile taps per 1,000 views, link CTR, list growth. So that's the recipe, the cookies and the chocolate chips. We're not seduced by the word viral, we're committed to being valuable at scale. If AI helps us do that with fewer keystrokes and more finished songs, amen to the microchips. And a last word to the young creators listening. You don't need permission to build a brand with heart. You need discipline, an index card of hooks, and the courage to press publish. We'll keep documenting the journey, because greatness doesn't arrive, it accrues. Segment 8, closing thoughts. Here we are, wrapping up another hour of sound, story, strategy. First off, thank you. Thank you for being here, pressing play, staying with the conversation, trusting us to drop something useful, something real. Thank you to the family members who support this, including those in the front row at home, the folks who cheer when a new drop lands, who lend ears, time, and space. Thank you to our creative partners, the engineers, mixers, metadata wizards, visual artists, graphic designers, folks who make sure the seeds we sow don't just sprout, they bloom. And of course, thank you to Think Tim, who in a world full of wait till tomorrow, decided to release now, release often, build fast, but build with integrity, because there's a whole lot of music going on. Not just songs being made, but stories being told, futures being built, legacies being planted, the garden metaphor. See, everything we do is like a garden. When you plant seeds, some fall on rock, some fall among thorns, some fall on rich soil. The seeds we plant here have to be in good soil. That means craft, consistency, meaningful marketing, strong visuals, community. Then you water. Daily, posts, engagements, visuals, memes, behind the scenes. Weekly, drops, reels, interactions, new tracks. Monthly, campaigns, merch launches, video projects, resets. And you tend, you pull weeds, old habits, bad links, weak hooks. You prune, refine your message, trim excess. You rotate crops, song styles, visuals, merch themes. If you neglect it, nothing happens. If you overwater, you flood the roots with noise. But if you plan, plant, water, and harvest, you'll see shoots, then blooms, then fruit. We're in the watering stage right now, and the shoots are showing. You might not see the full harvest yet, but we feel it. We're documenting it. You're part of it. The future story, Paul Amadeus Dianach. Before I send you off, here's a story I want you to sit with. Paul Amadeus Dianach was a Swiss-Austrian teacher in the early 1920s. In 1921, he fell into a coma for a year. During that time, or so his diary says, his consciousness slipped into the year 3906 AD, inhabiting another man's body, learning what the world would become. When he awakened, he wrote down pages about Mars colonization, about holographic tech, about a post-scarcity society. He didn't publish for decades. Some say it's fiction, some say it's visionary. Here's why it resonates. It reminds us the future is coming, whether we're ready or not. It reminds us our actions now matter, because what we plant grows into what people live. It reminds us that creativity, story, vision, they're not optional extras, they are the foundation. We're not just releasing tracks, we're building for the future of our catalogue, our brand, our children, our legacy. Like Dianach, we're writing the notes now for the future we want others to live. So if you listen back years from now, episode 1, episode 56, you'll hear the change. The garden will have grown. Reminder and call to action. So here's what to do. Stream If I Was Your Producer, volumes 1 to 4, let the music speak. Follow us everywhere, at Think Tim, at DJ Warm Cookies, at Why Make Music Podcast, and check WDMNmedia.com, WDMN, Asian Media, for visuals and merch. Subscribe to this podcast so you never miss a release, because the story keeps unfolding. Lower Level Collections is gearing up. Star Wars, Marvel, toys, visuals, legacy gear. We're ready for 2026's wave. Get ready now so you're not catching up later. Remember, it's not just content, it's consistency, plus meaning, plus systems. You're part of this. Every stream, every share, every save helps the garden grow. Closing words. Remember, think Tim, if nothing else. Peace, love, and damnation. We out. And one more thing. If you ever doubt the power of what you're doing, just remember the seeds you plant today might be the trees someone rests under tomorrow. Stay creative, stay curious, stay consistent. We're not just making music, we're making meaning, and you're right there with us. Until next time, we out. Peace and be wild.